Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/ Am I the Butthole, where OP apparently needs new boobs. Am I the butthole for what I said after my husband commented on my flat chest? My husband Jared and I have been married for 3 years. He's currently out of work. He used to work at a high-paying job, but got kicked out of the company over a fight with a coworker, and now I'm the one paying for rent and utilities. We dedicate some time to see his family weekly. They don't know that he's unemployed because he thought they would see him as a failure, especially his mom, so he told me to keep it a secret. Last night we were sitting eating dinner at the table. His cousin was talking about his fiancé going to Brazil to get a boob job. Jared asked if he was serious, then flattered her boobs by saying that they were perfect and that he didn't understand why she would get a boob job. He then turned to me, stared at my chest while I was eating like an idiot. I have a flat chest. I'm insecure about it, but I can't do anything about it, obviously. And he said, "Why don't you get a boob job? You're the one who needs it the most." His mom gasped and was like, "Jared!" I said, "It's fine," and then I turned to him and said, "I'll get a boob job once you get an actual job, since you've been unemployed for 6 months now." He stared at me in disbelief. His mom began questioning him about being unemployed, and he denied, then admitted it was true. It got awkward with his mom scolding him and others shaming him for it and for hiding it. He got so overwhelmed that he went outside and stayed inside the car until I came out. He started yelling at me repeatedly, "You couldn't have held your effing tongue," and accused me of turning his family against him and having them judge, then shun him. Now he can't even step foot in their house from shame and guilt. I argued that his comment about my chest was insulting, but he said that he was giving me a piece of advice and that there's nothing wrong with him wanting me to look pretty, and that he said what he said out of support and encouragement. But what I did was the complete opposite, and it was intended to hurt him, and I succeeded. He dropped me off at home, then went to stay with his buddies. I called him later thinking that he calmed down, but his friend said that he didn't want to speak to me and I should give him space. Alright, hold up. So this guy got fired from his high-paying job because he got into an argument with another coworker, which, let's be honest, based on this post, more than likely means that he was at fault in that argument. Then he shamed your body in front of his entire family, and when you called him out, he said that you can't hold your effing tongue? It sounds like he's the guy who has trouble holding his effing tongue. Oh, wait, I forgot one thing. He was also talking about another woman's perfect breasts. Not just any woman, not like some woman on TV, but an actual, like, I guess, sister-in-law. He's complimenting his sister-in-law's perfect boobies in front of you and in front of his brother. And he's doing all this while you're the one paying the bills? Oh my god, OP. What a douchebag. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. This guy gets... 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. This guy is completely clueless. How does he not know that what he's doing makes him a huge douchebag here? Honestly, OP, if your husband wants space so much, I say give it to him. Get a divorce and then use a divorce settlement to get yourself some new boobs, if that's what you want to do, of course. Am I the butthole for using my husband's money to pay for my daughter's Apple iPhone that he broke? My daughter is 16. She's had her old phone for 5 years, and she's always wanted a new phone. I'm the only one working right now, since my husband decided to take a break from work after he inherited some money from his dad. My daughter's been doing pretty well at school, so I decided to encourage her and reward her by getting her an Apple iPhone that cost a good sum of money. I did my best to save money to buy it. I literally skipped paying for breakfast at work to be able to afford it. My husband didn't want to help, so I was on my own. I bought her the iPhone, and quite honestly, I haven't seen her this happy in a while. It was refreshing for me because she really went through some hard time in the past couple of years emotionally and mentally. My husband wasn't happy with this. He said the iPhone will only distract her from school and chores, but that wasn't true. In fact, it encouraged her to do more. But he still said that I shouldn't have spent that kind of money on an iPhone that she might be irresponsible with and break. My daughter picked up on his attitude towards the iPhone, but I told her to ignore him. Days ago, I found out that my husband broke her iPhone. I asked why, and he said that he asked her to get him something from the toolbox in the garage, but she was on the iPhone and ignored him. He used this incident as evidence that the iPhone was a bad influence, but I yelled at him and demanded that he replace it. He said that he wouldn't, so I took money out of his account and paid for a new iPhone and gave it to my daughter. He saw what I did and went off on me, calling me vicious and awful, and accused me of stealing his father's money and demanded that I pay back every single penny that I took. I basically told him that won't happen. He got his mother on me, saying that I'm setting a terrible example for my daughter by getting her a phone paid for with money that I stole from her dad. My husband said that he won't speak a word with me until I fix this, but I already said that I owe him nothing. Am I the butthole for this? Wait, hold on. So it's okay for your husband to disrespect your money that you spent on the iPhone and to disrespect your daughter's iPhone that is her property, but it's not okay for you to disrespect his money? So like at the core issue here, we have a very, very simple you break it, you buy it problem, where this guy broke someone else's property and he's refusing to fix it, and that on the surface is wrong. Yes, that's wrong. Then there's like another added layer of this idiot thinks that it's okay to destroy someone else's iPhone just because, what, she didn't get a tool from a toolbox? Destroying someone else's things to teach them a lesson is straight up abusive. Then on top of that, you guys are apparently struggling. You're struggling so much that you have to skip breakfast to be able to afford an iPhone. And this guy, in his big brain, I'm so smart, I'm an alpha male brain, he decides that the smart course of action is to destroy a $1,000 device just to teach a lesson. If he really honestly decided that she shouldn't have the phone, then the logical thing to do would be to sell the phone for like, you know, $750, $800, whatever, keep the $800 for the family, and then you only lose, let's say, $200 to $100 from reselling the phone. But this guy just threw away $1,000 just because he wants to swing around his big dick, essentially. Then, on top of that, there's another layer, which you guys might have missed. This guy got an inheritance from his father, and he decides what he's going to do with that is take time off work. And yeah, okay, that's like a fair and reasonable thing to do. But I feel like it's very telling for this guy's personality that this guy's first response to getting a lot of money is, I'm going to stop working and start providing for my family because I deserve the break. But he doesn't say, hey, wife, let's both of us take time off vacation. Or he doesn't say, hey, daughter, let me buy you an iPhone with this new money that I've got. His first gut reaction is me, me, me. This guy's a bad father, this guy's a bad husband, and this guy's a selfish douchebag, to be honest. And let's not forget that he also tattletaled to his mommy and got his mommy to complain to his wife. How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. What a douchebag, man. I'm giving your husband the full 5 out of 5 butthole scores because all those little things just add up to a complete picture of just a giant butthole. When I imagine this guy's face, I just imagine a hairy sphincter. OP, you and your daughter get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Man, I can't believe this guy literally sat on his giant inheritance, not working, while his wife skipped meals to afford a gift for his daughter. Disgusting. Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. Life is full of compromise, but there's one thing in life that you should never compromise on, your own health. That's why I like to use ZocDoc to find the best doctors for me. That's how I found my personal doctor, as well as the pediatrician for my little girl. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more awkwardly waiting on hold with a receptionist. My favorite thing is that you can see doctor reviews. I mean, who wants to go to a doctor who makes you sit alone in a room for an hour and then rushes out after barely speaking to you? I love using ZocDoc because, to be honest, it's easy and I'm lazy. Go to ZocDoc.com/RS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/RS. ZocDoc.com/RS. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Am I the butthole for demanding my husband pay me the $1,000 that he spent behind my back? My husband is 33 and I'm 31. We used to be a 2-income family, but in 2020 we lost our home and my husband lost his job. We moved into a smaller apartment, we had to sell many of our things and give up most of our costly habits. My husband has an expensive habit of going to the spa for a weekly massage session. We live in an urban area, so this stuff is ridiculously expensive. A single session is $250, and he has to go every week, so that's $1,000 a month. I offered him to have his session at a regular spa, but no. He has to get it from that luxurious spa near the restaurant that we used to go to, saying the lady who gives the massage is an expert and he's used to her. The problem is, I'm the only income earner, and I'm struggling to make ends meet. I'm also pregnant, and I need to save money to prepare a nursery. I told him to cut his sessions, but he refused. I told him that I won't be paying for them anymore, and he said that he would get the money himself. Yesterday I checked, and I saw that he's been using my credit card for his sessions for a whole month, and he maxed out my card completely. I found that out when I went shopping for baby essentials, and the cashier said that I had no money. I had to return everything. Then I went home and I went off on him. I told him that he maxed out my card and made me look like an idiot at the store. He said that he didn't tell me because he knew that I'd have an issue with it. I demanded he pay back the $1,000 he spent, but he refused. I yelled at him, calling him irresponsible, and he got upset and called me selfish and told me to stop playing victim, and that this is affecting both of us since he's going to be a parent too, and it's stressful for him, and I keep dismissing his needs as a human. I went upstairs and he went out. He started giving me the silent treatment, but I kept demanding the money back. He said that I shouldn't expect it back since we're married, so my money is technically his, and I should stop using his unemployment against him. Okay, so, like, in the grand scheme of things, there's nothing wrong with having an expensive hobby. However, if you have an expensive hobby, then you have to be the one who pays for it. You can't expect your spouse to work and pay for your luxurious lifestyle while you just, I don't know, sit around all day and watch Netflix and then go out and spend $250 a week on massages? And what did OP say? He lost his job in 2020. Okay, it's 2022. So like, what did he do throughout literally all of 2021? This is like at minimum 16 months that this guy has been unemployed. And 2021 was like record setting for how easy it was to get a job. And yeah, I know finding a job can be difficult. I don't want to like belittle that because the struggle's real sometimes. But come on, dude, go find a job. Especially the fact that you're pregnant. This guy knocked you up and is like, nah, I guess I don't really need a job. But what I do need is a massage. OP, I'm sorry that you're married to this doofus because he's extremely selfish. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your husband 2.5 out of 5 buttholes. Also, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm being really jaded here because I've read a lot of really, really toxic, awful stories for this YouTube channel. So maybe reading all these stories has made me really cynical. I've got to ask, $250 for a massage? This sounds, fishy. What is the average? Average cost for a massage in a city. The national average for a massage is approximately $60 per hour. Okay, so why is this massage 4 times as expensive? This one says the average is $100 per session, but prices can range from $65 to $180. Okay, so like, all right, I'm just going to say it. I didn't want to say it because I don't have any evidence to back it up. But I've got to ask, OP, is this a special massage? Is the ending of this massage especially happy, perhaps? Or, you know, I've got to ask, is he even going to a massage at all? Is it perhaps a prostitute? Is it perhaps a sugar baby? Is it perhaps a mistress? Down in the comments, we have this post from a duck named Phil. I'm a sex worker who works legally in a brothel. My husband gets a 2-hour massage every week from a massage therapist. 1 hour with me is $350. 1 hour with the masseuse is $60. Take from that what you will. Okay, yeah, I'm kind of glad I'm not the only person wondering about this because $250 for a massage seems like a lot. Am I the butthole for not carrying on my family's tradition? I'm an 18-year-old woman, and my family has a tradition that goes back 5 generations. That is, the oldest child of our family joins the military. My mom was in the army and retired as a major. My grandpa was in the Air Force and retired as a colonel, I believe. My great-grandpa was in the Navy, and my great-great-grandfather was a Marine. And my great-great-great-grandfather was also a Marine. My family is very proud of this fact, and they've been throwing this in my face since I was fresh out the cooter. With the school year coming to an end and me turning 18 last month, my mom has been forcing me to do fitness courses and buying textbooks to help me study for the ASVAB. The ASVAB, based on a Google search, is a Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, which is a multiple aptitude battery that measures developed abilities and helps predict military stuff. Now, I would have rebelled against this a while ago, but sadly, my younger brother passed away a few years ago, and it was really hard on my parents. So I've just been going along with this until now. Last week, I overheard my mom talking on the phone to a recruiter talking about my options for possibly becoming an officer. I guess the realization finally hit. I told my mom that I'm not joining the military a few days ago, and a huge fight happened. She said that I basically wasted her time, and she called me a disappointment, but I think that I have the right to choose. Am I the butthole? Down in the comments, Goonie Goo has a much better position to speak on this than I do. Not the butthole. I say this as an Army veteran. Stand your ground. Your mother is being wildly unreasonable, and you're right to push back on that. Your life is your own. Regarding the time wasting, that was entirely your mom's fault for taking too much initiative. She's the one who wasted her time, not OP. Yeah, I agree, OP. You only get one life, so don't waste it doing what other people want you to do. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your mom 2 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for getting upset at my girlfriend for giving my mom a tattoo? I'm a 25-year-old guy, and I've been with my 22-year-old girlfriend for over a year. She's covered in tattoos, which I've always liked. She's always been artistic and has been tattooing herself and friends for years. My parents are more conservative and traditional, so when they planned a trip to visit us, I told her to just wear longer clothes to cover them up. She refused, and on the day they visited, she wore a crop top with shorts which showed off most of her tattoos. I warned her again before they came in about it, but she just shrugged me off. I was shocked when my parents came in and just started complimenting my girlfriend on her tattoos, especially my mom. My mom spent ages talking to her about tattoos, so me and my dad went out to the backyard. When we came back inside, my mom rushed up to my father to show off the tattoo my girlfriend gave her. It was 4 small flowers running up her arm. She said that it represented our family. My dad loved it, and my mom was busy telling everyone about it on Facebook. Then my girlfriend came downstairs, and I asked her why she would put that on my mom without asking me, and she laughed in my face and said my mom was a grown woman. My parents then took my girlfriend's side, so I just stormed off upstairs. I could hear them for hours downstairs until my parents left. It's been a few days, and I can't bring myself to talk to my girlfriend after she did that behind my back. Wait, what? OP, okay, how do I say this? Why do you feel that you're entitled to your mother's body? Ugh, that sounds weird to say. But like, am I wrong here? Is that not what's going on? Why do you get a say in what your mom does with her own body? The answer is you don't, fundamentally, right? Because she's a grown-ass woman and she gets to decide what she does with her own body. These are two consenting adults, a tattoo artist and a tattoo fan, apparently. Just one decides to give the other a tattoo, all consenting adults, and you get upset over that? Why? And then you go upstairs and sulk for literal hours while your parents spend time with your girlfriend and you're just upstairs moping about it? OP, this is weird, weird behavior. If anything, I feel like you should be excited because you were concerned about your parents judging your girlfriend over their tattoos, but they didn't. Instead, they embraced your girlfriend for her tattoos and you're upset about it? Why? This is like an added bonus. OP, grow up. You get 2 out of 5 buttholes. Everyone else gets 0 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.